right?
Oh, I don't.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, we're on now. Do you know what, though? I'm going to Google it.
I should take a break, shouldn't I?
Yes.
I don't mean go to the commercials. I mean, I should actually take a holiday. That's what I should do. The Chris Moyle Right, Stephen Mangan is on in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
Right. Time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarles ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May Sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the made for adventure T-Roc, and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale. T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
Girls!
It's bed.
Bedtime.
One more, Ray.
I'm almost done.
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
Manage your kids' time online with EE Wi-Fi controls, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we've got the biggest change to Friday since the dawn of the fish supper. And we go to Norton-on-Tees, where local man Ian, described as excited and claiming to have made a list, is waiting to tell us about this week's pet town. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On The Beach. Boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people at all protected.
On The Beach.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Meow.
No.
I'm not doing Borough Pat.
Oh, I got a panic on.
I've not even seen it and you made me nervous then.
Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, Captain, treat yourself this weekend.
I'll watch it now.
Yeah, no.
On the air.
Watch it now on your laptop with the speaker on, nice and loud. Yeah, do that. Like the James Robinson School of handing in your resignation. Stephen Mangan now. What a man. What a man. He's been in some amazing shows.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's done any rubbish shows. You know, we had David Jason on the other day.
Yes.
Stephen, am I prepared for this question? Have you ever been filming something and halfway through you've thought, this is rubbish?
Yeah, this is going to be awful.
And David Jason said, he paused, he went, yes, but I'm not telling you what it was.
Yeah.
Stephen will be on to talk about his brand new book next. It's The Fart That Saved the Universe, so it's right up my street. It's not a kid's book for me. This is essential reading. Right, after No Doubt.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already at the tea. So don't let me have any rights. Oh, I need a cheer. The moment that I step outside, so many reasons for me to run and hide. I can't do the little things I love so dear, 'cause it's all those little things that I fear. 'Cause I'm just a girl, I'd rather not be, 'cause they won't let me drive late at night. Oh, I'm just a girl, guess I'm some kind of freak, but they all sit there with their eyes. Oh, I'm just a girl, take a good look at me, just your typical prototype.
Girl, we switched the cameras on so you can watch us in the studio and see our handsome guest this morning, looking all lovely and handsome. He'll be in at 9 o'clock. In the meantime,
hey,
let's say good morning to now actor, author, all around nice guy, TV presenter, voiceover artist, Mr. Stephen Mangan is here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to be up, isn't it? And awake, isn't it?
You say that as if you're not normally up and awake. I mean, it's 20 to 9.
Since 4, but you know, I know you guys
have been up since 4.
Yeah, just woke up, busy brain, needed to book a hotel room for Bilbao.
Yeah,
for
congratulations.
A couple of weeks' time. Thanks very much.
Spurs are in the final.
They are. They are.
Great. Yeah.
What a season.
It's just been glory all the way.
Yeah.
I just loved everything about it.
Are you an Ange in or Ange out?
That's very personal.
I'm just very confused by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't handle this success and failure living cheek by jowl, as Shakespeare would have put it.
It is an exhausting season for you, probably.
Yeah. Everything's exhausting.
As a Leeds United fan, I'm very much looking forward to losing to Spurs next season at a beautiful stadium of yours.
Not sure we'll do that for you. We might help you out, but you know, we'll see.
Welcome back. It's a very strange... It's been a very interesting season all the way through the football leagues. I mean, we've just got out of the championship because we scored 100 points. But the team that are in second place also scored 100 points. I think it's the first time that's ever happened.
It is.
Two teams have scored 100 points.
Yeah.
And we're all so excited, knowing that the last two seasons, I think, the three teams that have gone up have gone straight back down again. Weird thing. It's like, yeah, we've made it to the promised land, which is a minefield of explosions and razor blades and ultimate sadness.
Yes.
Yay!
That's life, isn't it?
That is life. You need a league in between the two leagues, really, I think, don't you?
We're going to talk about your book in just 1 second. But coincidentally, we ended up this morning talking about... the TV show Postman Pat.
Oh.
And you are Postman Pat.
In the movie.
In the movie.
TV show, yeah.
You took that job away from Ken Barry. I was looking into this because I wanted to make that joke that you stole. Ken Barry was the voice of Postman Pat.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make that joke that you stole. So I just went to find out something about Ken Barry. He's sadly no longer with us. Mm. Ken Barry sang the theme tune to Postman Pat, but he also sang the theme tune to Heidi High.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Was
ever do that? What?
Did he?
Yes, he did. So there you are.
Wow, I didn't. I'll have to get onto my agent. They probably need a new one of those.
Yeah. You can take that gig.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What do you prefer in your line of work? Do you prefer presenting, acting, writing your amazingly successful books, or the lucrative world of voiceovers?
I'm an actor, that's it, first and foremost. I went to drama school.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, 3 years. So that's what I do and what I, you know, see myself as. But the writing is fun because when you act, it's like a team sport and there's hundreds of people involved and it's a collaborative effort, which is great fun. But every now and again, you just want to be the one making all the decisions.
Right.
And you can do that in a book. And then once you've done that for a bit, you long to be back part of a team again. So bouncing between the two suits me very well.
Have you backed yourself into a kind of comfortable, uncomfortable corner when it comes to work? Because we talked about your writing of the book. So the new book is here, if you're watching. It's The Fart That Saved the Universe. Lovely. Very highbrow.
Yeah, book of prize coming, I feel.
Absolutely.
Now, the last book was, remind me, called...
The Fart That Broke World Book Day.
Right. There's your books are quite layered. No,
but they are, yeah.
But there's a lot of detail in your books.
Yeah.
So it's not like Johnny Fartpants farts, everybody laughs, the end, right? Mm. So they're quite layered, they're very detailed. So they take a lot of work, I'd imagine. And I think we talked about the process before where you come up with an idea and then maybe I can do something with that and then you start putting it all together. So before you start writing it, you've already done loads of work. So this is the seventh book.
Yeah.
So you go, I've got an idea for the book.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as you just said, you're an actor. So your agent, manager calls you up and goes, right, this has just come in. And you're like, I just kind of just started doing this. Do you have to juggle or can you go, no, I'm doing the book now for the next 8-9 months?
That's never happened. I've never had a clear run at a book. Basically, the writing is like that expandable wall filler you put into cavity walls. You know, whenever I'm not doing anything else, I should be writing, basically. And everything else, because, you know, you can write at 4 a.m, you can write on a Sunday morning, but, you know, I've just been in a play in the West End. That's 7:30 every night. You have to be there and you do that show. And then during the day, you do some writing. So, yeah, it is a juggle and you never feel you quite have enough time in your life to see your children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the... Maybe,
remember them?
Maybe it's not perfect, but actually, in a weird way, it is perfect for you because if you were to go, right, I'm going to clear all of next year so I can work on... a new strand of book or I'm going to take it this way or whatever, and then it's just what you do, maybe you'd sit there and go,
yeah,
Maybe you work better when you go, I've literally got a couple of hours this morning.
You have to write. Yeah, completely. There's nothing like, the only way to start writing is to start writing. And the best way to make yourself start writing is that there's an editor waiting for a first draft and getting very cross that you haven't given it to her yet.
Yeah, that's good. Deadlines are good, aren't they?
Deadlines are good. So, yeah, I mean, I do need that thing. Because then when you have something, you can then rework it and make it better. But yeah, you know, it's I'm in a very fortunate position, so there's no complaints, but it is a weird juggle that goes on. Yeah.
Do you have the same editor?
I do, yeah.
Are they helpful? Because surely the editor just goes, right, new book, let me see what you got when you've got it, and you go, okay, so I'll go work on the idea, I'll plot it all out, I'll come up with new characters, I'll do all the writing, I'll send it to you, and you go, yeah, that bit's a bit boring. And you're like, really? 9 months? 9 months of work to this, and you just sit there waiting for it, and then you go, yeah, that's all right. It could be better.
I mean, no. I mean, you know, they ring me up and they say, we'd like you to write a new book. Have you got an idea? I say, have I got an idea? No, I don't have an idea. So we set a meeting for a few weeks' time, and then I'm supposed to go away and think of an idea, and I haven't by the meeting, but just sitting in the room and being embarrassed, and I start thinking of things, and then I go away, and then the ideas start to come. And yeah, you know, they are very good at saying you might paint yourself into a corner if you go down that route, or it needs a bit more plot. But
right.
Yeah, it's a lot of solitary work, as you know, and then at the end of it you need somebody to come in because you can't see the wood for the trees. You need someone to go, the first bit, it's just very confusing.
Well done, you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
I really mean that, but I think most people, if they sat and thought about it, would come up with a good idea for a story, right? But to actually then really focus on it, plan it, plot it, think ahead, and then put it all together and actually write it.
7 times.
That's what most people can't do.
Yeah.
So, and what an achievement. And your 7th book.
When I first finished a book, and there are a lot of books out there, so a lot of people are doing this, but I figured anyone who finishes a book should be carried shoulder high through the streets. Because it is so much work. You really don't appreciate it. So, you know, hopefully AI will just take that burden off me.
No.
It'll never replace.
No.
Are you already writing your next one?
I am writing the next one. I'm writing a Christmas book as we speak.
Oh. Is it farty?
You love pressure, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're right, it's May and you're working on a Christmas book for this year?
Yeah. The Waterstones, are expecting it any minute now. yes, I am, and I'm not. I need to hand the first draft in a week on Monday, and I'm not quite anywhere near, really. So I've got to do a lot. I've got to go from here and spend 4 hours, writing. I reckon I have to do 4 or 5 hours a day, 7 days a week for the next couple of weeks, just to get roughly to where I need to be.
Right, wow.
In the process.
Do you have it down now? As in, do you have a format? So you go, I'm going to come up with an idea, I'm going to write roughly a time frame of what happens, and I'm going to do that. And then when you've got it all together, you actually write it, or is it a mixture?
It's a mess. I mean, I don't. Yeah. This one, I have a plot, and I've plotted it all out, and I know what happens, and that's fine. Most of the time, I have no idea what happens, because I want to surprise myself every day and go, you know, if I'm surprising myself, then hopefully the readers will be like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Great.
So, yeah.
And when I tried to start writing years ago, I said to somebody, I can't write. I don't know how to write. And they said, yes, you can, because you're writing. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to write. And they went, it doesn't matter. It's the end result. There are, and this woman had worked with lots of writers. She goes, I know a guy who writes every morning. But he starts writing at 10 and finishes at midday. And even if he's like mid-thought, he comes to midday, he goes, well, I'll finish that tomorrow. There are other people. I think
Richard Osman does 2 hours a day.
Does he? Yes,
2 hours every morning.
He said that when he came in, and he doesn't stop at the end of a chapter. He'll stop halfway through a sentence or something like that. So then you have to pick up.
Yeah.
Type thing. You can't just go, that's done, and then forget about it type thing.
That's not a bad idea, because then I guess that when you then open up the laptop, switch the computer on the next day,
you have to finish what
you're like, oh, I've got something to start with now.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's done all right. He's sold a few books.
Not bad, is it?
Okay. Not many books about farts, though, I've noticed.
No.
Well, listen, that's the thing. The beauty of a good fart is always...
Exactly.
I mean, look, really...
It worked on me again.
But sometimes you just drop it in. Sometimes you... You can do it that way.
Yeah. You're on the right show for this, but
I really am. I think we did the shipping forecast once, didn't we? Where we just put little, you know, the odd fart in between. It was a treat, actually. It was lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's tell all our amazing listeners about the storyline of the book, The Aliens and Whatnot.
The Fart Save the Universe. Well, we were asked to write a World Book Day book, which was an honour, actually, because they only asked five authors to do that, and it was I called it The Fart That Broke World Book Day because I wanted to make it about World Book Day. It was about some aliens coming down to a school. I figured a good time, if you're an alien, a good time to infiltrate a school is on World Book Day because everyone's dressed up in weird costumes anyway.
Yes,
you can slip under the radar. I enjoyed doing that story. I enjoyed the characters. So when I wrote my next book, I thought I'd take that story and send them off into space. I'm a big fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. This book owes a big debt to that. I like the idea that space is not full of gleaming white consoles and supercomputers and doors that go shoo. It's actually full of idiots and people who don't know what they're doing,
right,
and who are greedy and a mess, like down here on Earth. So there's all sorts of aliens. There's a country and western singer called Dol E. Pardon. See why I did that?
See you in court.
That's it, you're in court. and aliens are great because you can let your imagination go crazy.
It's a lovely idea. It's The Fart That Saved the Universe. Is it out now?
It is, sorry.
Sorry, Stephen just drinking his Tennent's.
Special brew. It's taken out of me, this act is writing.
Everybody get this book. If you've got kids, if you are a kid, if you're a grown-up and you like the idea of reading The Fart That Saved the Universe, then you should definitely get it. Look at this. The number one best-selling creators of The Fart That Changed the World. Because it's you and Anita as well. Yeah. Anita does all, his sister does all the illustrations in it as well, which are lovely. Do you like farts?
I'm not a massive fan, no. No.
But you did laugh at the fart sound effect.
Yeah, I mean, a fart sound effect is one thing, but farts themselves.
Yeah, it's
I can take or leave them.
It's quite a tricky sinister one, isn't it? Aren't they?
Wasn't it? Arsene Wenger made some comment about farts, or am I thinking? No, he said everyone thinks their wife is the prettiest. I don't know why I associated that with farts.
Because he's Arsene Wenger.
That's what it is.
That's what it was. Would you, if I were to play some fart sound effects, would you like to pick your favourite?
Okay, good.
Okay, this is highbrow. It's okay. Like the On The Today programme.
This is it.
Number one. Okay. Number two.
Yeah.
And we'll break you, Stephen. We'll break you. Number three.
I mean, that's good.
Four.
No.
Five.
Oh.
Six.
I think, yeah.
Seven.
That needs medical attention.
Yes.
Eight's a cracker, by the way. You ready? Strap yourself in for eight.
Yeah, that's the best.
Is that your fave?
It's my favourite.
It's a comedy.
Fart number eight.
It's a comedy. It's tight, it's high, it's got everything.
We added to our fart.
It's like a sommelier now of farts.
We added a new one to it recently. We nicknamed, because all the other ones are numbered. This has actually got a name. It's called the Squeaker.
Oh, yes.
And then there are two the longest one is... And then there's two that Pippa hates, and one of them actually makes her uncomfortable. This can play it all day. You can make her laugh all day long. But then one is...
Oh, no.
It's going too far, Stephen.
Sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. That's laundry basket, that one. That really is.
The fart that went too far.
There we go. Going, let me get a pen.
We were talking to Tim Peake, weren't we, the other day, and how if you fart in space, it could... Project you, push you forward.
Yes,
a bit.
Yeah, you can.
Wow. Maybe there's something in that.
Yeah. So you got an astronaut who'd been on this International Space Station.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were talking about farts. Yes. I am on the right show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fart he your loves way around.
It. You, yeah. you can't.
Yourself around. It's true.
Tim Peake, the astronaut, and Professor Brian Cox. You can't come up with a stupid question that they don't go. That's a good question, actually, because...
He loves it, doesn't he? Tim Peake, it just loves space, doesn't he? Anything about space.
How do we in space? Good question. So what we do is, yeah. I mean, everything, you know. Everybody get the book now. Yes. Stephen's book, seventh book. I think one of the reasons I like you is that as a two-time, Sunday Times best-selling author myself, Stephen, you know, there's a bond, isn't there? There's like an invisible bond.
Writers.
You know, you can feel a literary bond.
Yeah.
Like you're sat next to Dominique.
I haven't written a book.
I
haven't written a book,
but you've read some.
I've read books. Yeah. But I'm not a writer.
You're not a writer
like you two are. I'm not one of those people.
I've read about three books in my life. But I've written two, which I think is really interesting. So I just need to write one more, and I've read as many books as I've written.
And you'll have zero goal difference.
Which is exactly. Yeah, we'll have, exactly. Did you do the marathon recently?
I did.
How was it?
Oh, I loved it. I was
did brutal. You?
I did. I mean, I did in the way that you feel incredibly... this is the deep sense of satisfaction of actually doing it and getting to the end. Mm. But it was tough. The people passing out, falling
over. It was warm.
It was hot.
It was really warm.
A guy came past me up Birdcage Walk the last few hundred metres and he elbowed me in the side of the head, what? Trying to get past me. And I thought, everyone, calm down, yeah, everybody.
The side of the head? How tall was he?
He was tall. He was about 6'5". And his elbows were high and he smacked me in the side of the head. And then 20 yards, I just saw him sort of going to the left and he just fell. He was obviously last phases of sort of going.
Done it before?
It's my third time, but the second time I did it was a disaster. I ended up walking the second half because I just very overexcited at the beginning because there's so many people, as you know. It was all Hollywood and then it was a bit more Hollyoaks in the second half.
Pippa's done the marathon. That's why she was saying yes. And
did you this time?
I don't like to talk about it. No, not this time, like 2017, but any moment someone mentions the marathon, I'm like, yeah.
What time did you do?
3:56.
Oof!
That's incredible. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I know, incredible. Hello, Tiger. All right, Zola Bud.
Sub 4 minutes. There he is.
There I am. Picture on the screen. Oh, that's the time before, but yeah, I'll take it as a look.
Sub 4. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
It is 2 hours of total joy and everyone is having a great time. Yeah. And then 2 hours of really, really tough pain.
Abject misery.
Then let me change your life. You need to be running half marathon.
Just stop after the 2 hours.
2 hours of joy, and then you cross the finish line. You're like, oh,
done now, right?
And then you're done. Yeah. You can have as many Mars bars and Lucozades as you can handle.
It's a more sensible distance, isn't it? Let's be honest.
I don't fancy it. I really don't. And I can run. I'm a decent runner, but I just it's too far.
Yeah. But when you finish a half marathon and think. Doing that all over again.
We both did the Great North Run, didn't we? Then having to do that again, I just couldn't get it in my head.
I loved the Great North Run. I got cramp about a mile from the finishing line and I did that thing where it just kept going. But I did, but the thought of then getting there and being halfway is like, man.
Yeah. But that's why when you do it, the Great North Run starts on a dual carriageway, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you up near the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the elite male athletes on the other side of the... Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. Right. And they go off for doing 4-minute miles.
You go down the underpass and you're running 100 miles an hour.
It's very hard not to get overexcited, isn't it? And I did that.
And you could have 6 miles.
Yeah. I ran it with a woman who'd been training with us and... I got so carried away. I didn't realise I got carried away with the surge of the crowd that they have pace setters with the signs and it's like 1 hour 50 from here or whatever. And it was like one of the guys had a sign and it said something like 1 hour 40 from here. Mm. And I was like, 1 hour 40? And she went, pay no attention to those. They're absolutely nonsense. They're not real. Mm. And then as I was hurtling towards the finishing line and I'm like, I was under 2 hours. And afterwards she said, so those pace setters are spot on, but you were running the fastest you've ever run because you just got carried away with the whole thing because I had to slow you down. Yeah. Otherwise you wouldn't have finished. You would have just, like that fella that you saw all wobbly way.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing to learn, isn't it? Because it's so exciting. And also you're fit. You know, you've been training and it's a nice day and everyone's there and you've all come out in your best running gear. And you've done your hair and it's exciting.
Watching those elite runners fly off in seconds.
I know.
Somebody texted in, the reason I know you did it, thought you did it, somebody texted in and said, they saw you at the 6 mile mark and shouted Dan at you very loudly.
They did, I think I counted 24 Dans.
No.
From the same person or across the way.
And then one guy who pointed at me and went, oh, look, it's Steve Coogan, which I'll take.
Oh, wow.
I'll take that.
Oh, please tell me you gave him an aha.
And doing the London Landmarks half marathon a few weeks before, a 10 or 11 year old girl was at the side, shouted, look at that massive star. And I thought, guys, I'm just... running the marathon. And then I looked to my left and there was someone dressed as a star.
You're already waving.
Overtaking
Yes, it's me.
So that told me, didn't
That's
it?
That's lovely.
Stephen's book is out now. It is The Fart That Saved the Universe. Here it is. It's a beautiful book. Everybody get it. I'll see you for the 8th book at
Christmas. See you at the marathon next year.
No, you won't. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Mangan.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Wagamama. A place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort at travellodge.co.uk.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
Thanks to Stephen Mangan for coming in. I always like talking to him. Right, I have got a great Platinum Hour. Every week I tell you it's a great Platinum Hour. Trust me, you're going to love it. I've picked an hour of songs. Going to play them for you after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's 2 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, the Prime Minister says thousands of jobs in the UK have been saved by his new trade deal with Donald Trump. It's the first such agreement of any country. It means the US president will cut tariffs he recently introduced on products, including cars and steel. But the Conservative Shadow Business Secretary, Andrew Griffith, is not convinced.
This is an agreement to reduce a couple of tariffs, but equivalent to me taking £25 from you and then a couple of weeks later giving you back 15.
In other news this morning, a huge military parade has taken place in Moscow as Russia marks 80 years since the end of the Second World War in Europe. China's president is amongst the world leaders there. Commemorations are being overshadowed by the Ukraine war, with both sides accusing each other of breaking a ceasefire. Donald Trump says having an American pope for the first time is a great honour. Robert Prevost, known as Leo XIV now, has recently criticised the Trump administration's stance on immigration. And Bill Gates says he plans to donate 99% of his wealth over the next 20 years. He then plans to close the Gates Foundation. He's already spent £75 billion on health and development projects.
Sport.
There's guaranteed to be an English name on the Europa League trophy at the end of the month. Manchester United eased into the final with a 7-1 aggregate victory over Athletic Bilbao, while Spurs were 5-1 winners overall in their semi-final against the Norwegian side Bodo Glimt. Both teams have struggled in the Premier League this season, but Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou reckons that's now irrelevant.
Why is that important when is it so easy to get to a final? Then why doesn't everyone who finishes in the top three do it? I mean, it's a separate thing. It's got nothing to do with league form.
Sheffield United have taken a huge step towards Wembley. They got a 3-0 victory away at 10-man Bristol City in the first leg of their Championship playoff semi-final last night. This evening, Coventry meet Sunderland in the first leg of their tie as the battle for the last Premier League promotion place continues.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Any early mist should have cleared away by now, leaving a warm and sunny day across the UK. 20 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Platinum Hour.
Oh, I love this bit. I love the bit just before the Platinum Hour. I'm a big next in the queue person. And what I mean by that is, we're right here at the beginning of the Platinum Hour. I've not played the first song yet. You're going to love the first song, and then we're off into 1 hour of absolute boss tunes. As ever, if I play a song and you love it, send me a message. I'll try and say hello to you. 83936 on the text or WhatsApp if you know the number.
The Chris Miles Show. This is the Radio X Platinum Hour. Radio X.
1 hour of great songs, starting with a belter. Let's go. Mark in Liverpool says, ruddy hell, Chris, what a tune. I know, right? Josh and Bobby are dancing, they're painters, bopping about in their whites. Katie in Edinburgh says, where's Moomoo Land and is it filled with cows? Yes, it is, Katie. KLF, Tammy Wynette, Justified, an ancient absolute tune. Dom?
Love that. Thank
love
you for
that.
Playing that.
And we're only into the second song, which is a cracker. Edwin Collins playing at Radio X.
I've never known a girl like you before. Now, just like in a song from days of yore.
IT system, so I can't work. This has turned into a great Friday, says Sharon in Cumbria.
Perfect, Sharon.
Absolutely love this song. Happy Friday, says Scotty in Biggleswade. Loads of love for the songs already. We're only two songs in. So I've gone KLF, Justified and Ancient, Edwin Collins, former voice of Orange Juice, Rip It Up and Start Again, A Girl Like You. And now, one of my favourite songs from Pulp that never gets played on the radio enough, because everyone goes with the obvious ones, even though this is a tune.
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits.
Misshapes.
Raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you. And we don't do the things you do. But we live around here too, oh really. Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. We like to go to town, but we can't risk it all. Cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out now, really. Brothers, sisters, can't you see the future's owned by you and me? There won't be fighting in the streets. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making a move.
useless and bleeding thick. Are we when supposed to be? We learn too much at school now.
Song playing on my birthday. That's for you, Claire in Brighton. Jamie's decorating the Pinewood Studios. Daniel is walking Polly the dog in Hampton Court, as he always is Friday morning. But let me just read out the best text of the day. And it goes like this. Pulp, just amazing. I saw them loads back in the day. Jarvis was one of my heroes. He wrote a song for me, which was on the reissue of this album. It's called Paula. And then capital letters, true story. And that's from Paula from Hull. Do you mean this Paula, which is on my phone? This.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the first line goes...
Hey, hey, Paula.
That one.
That's an incredible claim to fame.
Hello, Paula. If you're telling truth, Paula, then thank you for listening to the Chris Moyles Show. And if you like that, then I hope you're gonna like this. Because on the Platinum Hour, we can get away with songs that we wouldn't normally get away with on Radio X. And everybody loves this. On the Platinum Hour, it's Mr. Billy Joel.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santayana. Stalin, Alan Carr, Nasser, Emperor, Kofiar, Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc, Roy Kahn, Wanperon, Toscanini, Dacron, Gen, Gen, Foo Falls, Rock Around the Clock, Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Peyton Place, Trouble in the Suez.
We didn't start the fire.
Start the fire. It was always burning since the world.
Malcolm X, British politicians, sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say?
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world returning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
But control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline. In Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, Bernie gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law, rock and roll, a cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, but when we are gone,
you know what I do at this point, don't you? I have to. It's the law. Well, there's two things now. Captain. Ryan started the fire. There we go. So if you watch The Office. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire is the classic, obviously, but we like to play the Avengers version. Featuring the cast of The Avengers with Mr. Jimmy Fallon, because that always goes down well. That goes like this.
War Machine, Falcon Spin, Bucky Barnes is back again. Star-Lord, Gamora, 2, Drax, Rocket, Vision, Mantis, Nebula, Ultron, and Sokovia, Civil War, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, and Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ragnarok, Henry, Janet, and the Wasp, Panther in Wakanda, Shuri, Okoye, Killmonger, Captain Marvel, Goose the Cat, and flying higher, further, faster, Thanos and Infinity War. I can't take it anymore.
There you go. And if you're a proper Avengers nerd, it's when they mix the two together. Oh, I love it. The Platinum Hour is back in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
On Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
When it comes to wellness, NutriCircle is the go-to place for your favorite brands for less. Last month, NutriCircle customers bought 16 bags of Wild West original steak strips for under £1 per pack, Mighty Core chocolate plant protein powder for less than a fiver, and 18 salted caramel grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each, but you missed out. NutriCircle takes surplus stock and transforms it into super deals. Don't miss out this month. Head to NutriCircle.co.uk.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I Wish I Didn't Have to Drive Home is losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Can I get a woo?
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you sort of breath?
The mini sale event. Offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The mini sale event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May. Applicable to new mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale event.
Check the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah. It was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals. And we are back.
Four songs into the Platinum Hour. KLF, Edwin Collins, Pulp and Billy Joel. Where we're going next? Oh, my God. You will not believe it. Chris
Miles Show. This is the Radio X Platinum Hour. Radio
X. Just to warn you, I'm going full version because the intro to this next song is just epic. And when you play the edit, it just chops all that out. So whatever you're doing, sit back, enjoy every second of Meatloaf.
Thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot street.